सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्मा तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। हरि ओम् एंड हैप्पी न्यू ईयर टू एवरीबडी। वेलकम बैक आफ्टर द न्यू ईयर। सो फॉर couple months, you can leave that, you can do later. So for a couple months, Uncle G will be in India. So till that time, I'll be here and we'll see Bhagavad Gita together. I was told that we saw till chapter 1. Chapter 1 was finished. And I'm sure Uncle Ji had covered the summary also. So we'll start with chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. A thought that came into mind related to Bhagavad Gita, and it is a pitch that I wanted to make, is there is something called Master Gita, Master Life. It is an initiative taken up by Chinmay International Foundation, which is in Kerala. And it is a 20 months program. Don't think 20 months mean every day. One weekend per month for 20 months. So 20 weekend is what we're talking about. Where those who are local in Kerala can attend the Saturday Sunday program. But those who are abroad, those who are overseas, who want to participate, they can join through a online classes where they will record the lectures that happen on these 2 days. There will be a series of 7 classes, and each month is devoted for one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So that should make it 18. But chapter 2 and chapter 18 are rather long. So 2 months are devoted for that. So there is 20 months. So if you are interested in learning Bhagavad Gita with, you know, greater understanding in depth, because it will be taken up by Swami Advayananji, and he was our course acharya, and he had taught us Bhagavad Gita when we were studying. So he will be conducting the classes, 7 sessions. Each sessions are about 1.5 hour long. And you can view them at your pace. You don't have to view them at you determine the pace. Because you have 7 lectures to see in a whole month. You can determine how you want to see it. But then there will be some study material provided with it. And there will be some questions so that your progress is happening. To get more information, because the classes will be starting next week, second weekend of the month, you can register online if you go to chinfo.org, chinfo.org, and you'll find all the details there of registration and everything. So if you're considering, you should really consider this idea also as a way to study Bhagavad Gita. So let us start with Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2. Now, before we start, I thought just give you a simple idea of what is chapter 1. Chapter 1, Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Vishada, grief. Arjuna is met with his grief, therefore chapter 1 happened. But what gave him the grief? His 2 things, Inus and Minus. I am the one who will be fighting the war, and my relatives are the one who will be killed. This is the cause for his Shoka and Moha. And it is so relatable to us that we also find ourselves, when we are finding ourselves in trouble, it is because of these 2 things only. I did this, and my this caused me this. Or my feelings were hurt. Something related to I and my only is the cause for all our shoka and moha. So at the end of chapter 1, Arjun, with his state, as Sanjaya describes, he says, Eva muktva Arjunas sankhe rathopasta upavishata. He has sat down on the chariot. Like if you are in a chariot and you sit down, there is no seat. They don't make you a special seat on a chariot. For a warrior, there is no seat. There is a seat for Sarathi. So obviously, where is he going to sit? On the ground. And how is he sitting? Visrujya Sasharam Chapam. Having put down his bow and arrow. Is that it? No, that is not it. Shoka Samvigna Manasam. Manasaha. His mind is filled with shoka, with grief. So this is the condition of a warrior who could not wait for a proper seat also, just sat down, throwing his bow and arrow. And then is when the Bhagavan starts. So in chapter 1, Bhagavan has not spoken a word to Arjun. But now he will start. So let's look at first shloka. Oh, this we can all say together. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha Atha Dvitiyo Dhyayah Sankhya Yogah. Now please repeat. Sanjaya Uvacha. Tam tatha kripaya vishtam ashrupurna kulekshanam vishidantamidam vakyam ಉವಾಚ ಮಧುಸೂದನ. ಟುಗೆದರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸಂಜಯ ಉವಾಚ ತಂ ತಥಾ ಕೃಪಯಾವಿಷ್ಟಂ ಅಶ್ರುಪೂರ್ಣಾಕುಲೇಕ್ಷಣ ವಿಷೀದಂತಮಿದಂ ವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಉವಾಚ ಮಧುಸೂದನ. ಸೊ ಸಂಜಯ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಆರೋ ಆನ್ ದ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಆ್ಯಡ್ಸ್ ಅ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಮೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ರೈಟ್ಫುಲಿ ಸೋ. But how is this state to be understood? So tam to him, to Arjun, that is the idea. So to Arjun, what a kind of Arjun is this? So that idea is tam to that. That is what English meaning is. But to that is what he is saying is Sanjaya, that to that Arjun who has sat down on the chariot and who has given up this bow and arrow and who is filled with grief. Reason why I keep repeating is it seems like okay fine, what a is a person who is sitting down on the chariot with his bow and arrow down, you don't find a warrior with a quality like that who is sitting down and crying. So that is a big deal, and to show Arjun who is very honest with his emotions. He just doesn't hide it. Oh, because he's a warrior, so he has to hide his emotion. No, it doesn't suit for a warrior to show that emotion. No, he doesn't do that. That is why he's Arjun. Arjun is one who is Arjava, straightforward. What is in his mind is what he expresses. So to that Arjun, tam, tatha, after Arjun having told this whole story of how he does not want to fight, how he feels that this is going to take him to Naraka. After all of that, how is again the state of Arjuna? Krupaya avishtam. Avishtam means avesha. You're familiar with that term, avesha. It is like somebody who has all of a sudden taken power over you. You're no longer under control. You know those babas, they come, they hit you with the peacock feathers, and then they say, okay, your ghost from within will go away, and then they give you that taweez and all these different things people do. So that avesha happens, where you're no longer under your control, somebody is controlling you. This is what avesha has happened to Arjuna. He's also been overpowered by something. What is it? It says, krupaya avishtam. He's overpowered by compassion. So to have a compassion is a good thing. Why is it a wrong thing here? Compassion is always a good thing. But when the compassion is in a wrong place at the wrong time, then it is bad. If we imagine ourselves that you are, hold yourself to be a judge. Okay? You are a judge at a certain place. And you have been judging different cases, different things. And then a case comes in front of you. And at that time, the person you are reviewing the case for, and the first thing you see is the name. Oh, this name sounds familiar. See the characteristic. Oh, this characteristic is familiar. Oh, this character is my own child. And then you judge. I cannot be so harsh. It's a small mistake he did. How can I be so harsh with that? No, I will allow one more chance. Next time, that child will be better. I will make sure that I follow. I will make sure that I guide the child. All these thoughts come to your mind. And then you let go. This is the position of Arjun. And he has come to the state of being a judge. And he has to give judgment to those who have committed crime. They are not good people. The Kauravas, don't think of them as just some nice people who have different opinions, and Pandavas who have different opinions. Nice people have some level of agreement that it does not take them to war. Arjun, Pandavas, and Krishna made all the effort to make sure that the war didn't happen. But Duryodhan and them really wanted a war, because they knew that we can annihilate Pandavas because we are outnumbered. That was the idea that Duryodhan had in his mind. So if that means that I have to cause a havoc in the kingdom, I'm ready. That was the notion of Duryodhan. So therefore, we should not think of Kauravas as just some good side on a wrong end. No. So the fight that he was having, Arjuna, was just because he was on the side of Dharma. And to have a compassion towards them at this stage was wrong. Therefore, he is avishta. He is overpowered by this compassion. And that is seen, that he is really overpowered, because he is not even able to hold his bow and arrow. It becomes too heavy for him to hold a bow and arrow. He is burdened by his own grief so much that all the other things become so burdensome. And ashrupurna kulekshanam. Ikshanam, the eyes. Ashrupurna kula. Akula, distressed. The eyes are distressed and they are filled with tears. So it is not just dry tears that just seems like, oh, he is crying. He is literally weeping. Maybe buckets, but he's crying. So Arjun, who has come to this state, really down, Vishidantam, grieving. And you may have seen the grief that he has expressed in chapter 1. How can I be happy if this kingdom is there, but I have no relatives to share them with? What will I do with the kingdom? What will I do with the sukha? I will go to Naraka for this. Even those people who are caused grief by this war, they will go to Naraka. Even their ancestors will fall from their position and go to Naraka. This is only papa, papa. This is how the vishid and the grief that Arjuna had expressed. To such an Arjuna, idam vakyam uvacha. This statement is said. So what Bhagavan is saying, that we will see. But this statement, idam vakyam uvacha, kaha Madhusudana. Madhusudana, the name of Bhagavan. But you see, the ingenious of Vedavyasji, that he has to express his ideas, his emotion, in a very short way, without making it an essay, and to convey all the meaning that has to be with it. So he says, he calls him Madhusudana. There was a demon, Madhu, and he destroyed him. So Arjun, who has been overpowered by a demon of compassion, you will be the fit person to destroy the demon because you have already destroyed a demon. How hard would it be for you to destroy my demon? Or Sanjaya is saying to Dhritarashtra, because Dhritarashtra was feeling happy by chapter 1 or the end of chapter 1. Arjuna is down. Now only 4 more brothers to go. And this war will be over. And to tell Dhritarashtra, don't be so hopeful, because Madhusudana, who is a destroyer of the demon, will certainly destroy the demon that Arjuna is facing. So don't rejoice. It is not over till the... What is that fat lady stops singing? So, it is not over. Now Bhagwan uvacha. So Bhagwan now tells Arjuna. So what is it? Let us see that. Shri Bhagavan uvacha. Kutastva kashmalamidam. Vishame samupasthitam. Anarya jushtam aswargyam. Akirtikaram Arjuna. Shri Bhagavan uvacha. Kutastva kashmalamidam. Vishame samupasthitam. Anarya jushtam aswargyam. Akirtikaram Arjuna. Shri Bhagavan uvacha. The first time Bhagavan speaks. So, Shri Bhagavan uvacha. And every time then Bhagavan speaks, it will be Shri Bhagavan uvacha. Now, how Vedavyasji doesn't say here, Shri Krishna uvacha. Because at this stage, Krishna, the avatara, is only an embodiment through which Bhagavan is speaking. So who is this Bhagavan? Now, you may have heard it before, but I must tell, because this is the right time. When you hear the word Dhanavan, what comes to mind? Somebody who is wealthy. Right? Wealthy. Balavan, somebody who is strong. Then Yuvan, youthful. So this word, dhana, means wealth. Van makes it wealthy. Okay. Then what did we say? Bala. Bala means strength. Van makes it, you are a strong person. You possess that strength. Youth, yuva, yuvana, you possess that youth. Similarly, bhaga, and one who possesses the bhaga is Bhagavan. I will tell who is bhaga, or who possesses the 6 qualities of bhaga and why they are called Bhagavan. But then many times people then ask me, so if I possess these 6 qualities, I will also be Bhagavan? No. You don't possess it. It is emitted, it is expressed through you. So when somebody who is expressing these in its full measure, they become Bhagavan. So, what are those 6 things? Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashaha shriyaha. ಜ್ಞಾನ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯ ಯೋಶ್ಚೈವ ಷಣ್ಣಾಂಭಗ ಇತಿಂಗಣ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೌ ದ ಪೋಯೆಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಡಿಫೈನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಭಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯಸ್ಯ, ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ, the sovereignty of, you know, that person is so famed, it is well known, that is Aishwarya. Viryasya, the bravery, the valor, the courage, unmatched, you cannot compare it to anybody, any mortal, such as the bravery exemplified. So Aishwarya, Virya, Yashah. Yasha and Aishwarya kind of sound similar, but Yasha here does not mean the same as Aishwarya. Yasha here means the rulership, your ability to govern the entire cosmos, the entire creation. How do you govern? Not by making other, you know, feel under you. You govern with such a love that they don't feel inferior, but yet they still consider you to be superior. But in your mind, you don't consider yourself to be superior also. That is who Bhagwan is. Bhagwan doesn't consider himself to be superior and others to be inferior, yet the others, because of that love, feel that he is the most superior. And that is how he governs this entire creation. So, yashah, shriyah, wealth, richness. One who has goddess Lakshmi as her consort, as his support, then can never be broke, will always have the richness. And yet the thing is, he is dispassionate from that. Vairagya. He has no, I'm not saying he to make it gender specific. He, she, whoever that Bhagwan is, that Bhagwan has complete dispassion. Though creator of this entire creation, does not arrogate that I created. I am the one who made sure this was possible. You make sure you live according to your way. No, you live however you want to live. I have created. You don't have to be grateful if you don't want to be. If you want to be, you can be grateful for this creation. In this way, he creates and he says, I have not even created. This is the Vairagya. I have this much wealth, but I don't have any wealth. And jnana, knowledge. The knowledge of this entire creation and the knowledge that this entire creation is false. So knowledge of the samsara, knowledge beyond the samsara. The entire gamut of knowledge he possesses. So this is who Bhagwan is, that one who has these six things. I'll say again. Aishwarya, Virya, Yasha, Shriya, Jnana, and Vairagya. That is a Bhagwan. So Sanjay is saying that this Bhagwan is who is speaking. Don't think of some avatara who is holding a murli in his hand and who is mischievous is speaking. No. Such a power, such an immense nature, he is speaking to Arjun. Now, if somebody is in grief, somebody is crying, sad, what do? You console them how? You comfort them by saying something pleasant, saying something peaceful. Bhagwan doesn't use that. He just takes his whip and just slashes at Arjun, says, get up you, We should not do it to everybody, okay? Otherwise you'll say, Bhagavan did it to Arjun, so I can do it to anybody. If the person has the capacity to take it, then you can whip at them. But if the person doesn't have the capacity, you should be compassionate towards them. Reason with them, explain them, and then bring them out of that grief, that sorrow, whatever they are facing. But Bhagavan doesn't do that because he knows who Arjun is. He is a good friend of Arjun. So because he knows Arjun, he says, Kutaha Tva. Kutaha, how? Tva, you. Arjun, you, the warrior that I knew, you, how is this happening? Arjun, do you know your parents? King Pandu, who conquered this entire kingdom, made it righteous, his son you are. You are Amsha of Indra, who is the ruler of the Devatas. To you, that is what Bhagavan is saying. Kutaha Tva. Should I say more? Your mother, who went through countless of grief, yet she never broke down. At a young age, she had to give up her child. Then, again at a tender age, had to give up her husband, had to be ridiculed and be sent to forest with the children and live in the forest, though being a queen. Suffering all of these, yet she is strong. And you, Arjun, to you, Arjun, who had fought in the Virat kingdom. You know that 13th year when they were in exile and they were supposed to be completely in disguise. Nobody should recognize them. At that time, you fought single-handedly to all these Kauravas and defeated them, made them weak, made them powerless. To you, idam kashmalam, this mala, mala means dirt, this kashmala, this dirt in your mind that has come about, samupasthitam. Oh Arjun, I cannot believe that this is happening to you, such a warrior that I knew of, and in such a despicable condition. Vishame, and also come at a wrong time. Vishame means in this time, in this war, in this present state, this has happened to you, but it should not have happened to you. You had all the time before this war to think about it, yet you did not think about it. What happened to your feeling or your grief before you actually entered this battlefield itself? Why were you hiding it? Or is it because you never thought about it? And if you never thought about it, this is a chance for you to think about it. So what should we think about? So all this argument he gave in this first chapter, right? All these points that Arjun seemed very logical when he mentioned to Bhagavan. Bhagavan summarizes in 3 words and says, this is what I think of all your arguments. It is baseless. What he says is, anarya jushtam. It is resorted by one who is not noble, not an Aryan. Aswargyam, it leads you to Naraka. And Akirtikaram, and it will only bring you bad name, bad fame. O Arjun. So Arjun, all your arguments, I can sum it down to these 3. Anarya Jushtam. An Arya, this is the name or the tagline given to those people who followed the path of nobility. The word Arya is Arat Gachati. When there is trouble, not trouble in the sense of hardship, but when there is wrong thing happening, runs away from that. Don't even want to have a sight of wrong thing in their vision. Just does an about turn and runs away. Doesn't run from hardship, that's not the point. Faces the hardship, but when ignoble things are happening, they don't want to do any part of it. That is who an Aryan is. So you, what you are doing is anarya jushtam. It is resorted by somebody who is not noble. A hardship came, a struggle came, and you want to run away from it. You want to say it is better to take a beggary than to fight. You say it is better to give up your weapons and be killed without anything in this war. That is somebody who is anarya, who would say that they would do. And this is what you are doing, Arjun. And then you are saying that if you don't fight, you will go to swarga. And if you fight, you will go to naraka. Narake niyatam vasa. That is what he had said. I will tell you, Arjun, if you don't fight, then you will go to naraka. Aswargyam. Your doors to heaven will be closed. So it is the opposite. And akirtikaram. You think everybody who are here in this battlefield, they will praise you? Arjun, the great warrior, the moment he saw trouble, he hid his face and he ran away from the battlefield. And those people who are troubled after this war, because you did not choose to fight, they will curse you. That you could have changed the course of the war, yet you didn't. Now we are suffering, and they will continue to curse you throughout the end of time. This is the ill fame that your action will bring to you, Arjun. Think about this. That is what he is putting in front of you. So Bhagavan is reasoning with Arjun in a very harsh way. That what you are doing is foolish. This is not resorted by somebody who is like you. And then he puts his hammer down really well. So that we will see with our next class. Our time is also up. We'll see that with our next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.